From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that this week the state Senate declined to take a vote on Governor Kathy Hochul's nomination of New York Power Authority acting president and CEO Justin E. Driscoll to permanently take over the position. For now, Driscoll will remain in the position in an acting role. This is the second major nomination defeat for Hochul this year, as the Senate voted 39-20 against her nomination of Appellate Justice Hector de la Salle to lead the State Court of Appeals. In this case, progressive senators, backed by climate activists and the SEIU 1199 labor union, said they thought Driscoll was too close to the fossil fuel industry to become the chief of the state's largest power producer. Public Power NY, an activist group that opposed Driscoll's nomination, in a statement said, and I quote, "New Yorkers realized we need far more visionary leadership to pave the way. Justin Driscoll is not that nominee to lead NYPA for the good and the future of NYPA. Justin Driscoll must resign immediately as we search in earnest for a leader who has a history of negotiating in good faith with labor, fighting for environmental justice." End quote. Activists did not like that Driscoll previously worked as a lobbyist at Brown & Weinraub, which has relationships with fossil fuel companies, and also did not like Driscoll's campaign contributions to Republicans and NYPA's sale of discounted power to companies such as Amazon. NYPA was mandated by lawmakers earlier this year to go completely fossil-free by 2030. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that Ulster County could raise its occupancy tax on hotel, motel, and short-term rental stays from 2% to 4% if Governor Kathy Hochul signs a bill approved by the state legislature. State Senator Michelle Henchy and Assembly Member Sarah Hannah Stresta supported the bill that was voted on June 8th. Dutchess County has had a 4% occupancy tax rate since 2005, while Orange and Sullivan counties each have a 5% occupancy tax, and Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger said, and I quote, "We are long past due for a sensible tax rate that better aligns with our neighbors and keeps money in the pockets of our local taxpayers while providing revenue to tackle urgent priorities like the housing crisis," end quote. If Hochul signs the bill, the Ulster County Legislature would have to pass a bill to raise the tax rate. Metzger previously said that the portion of the new occupancy tax could be directed to expand Ulster County area transit bus service, with the remaining 50% of the revenues divided between tourism and offsetting costs for those who pay property tax. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Kate Lisa at New York State of Politics reports that in the final hours of the state legislature this weekend, lawmakers approved a bill that would automatically seal criminal records 3 years after sentencing for a misdemeanor and 8 years after a person is released from prison for a felony conviction. The Clean Slate Act, which Governor Kathy Hochul needs to sign to become law, does not apply to Class A felonies or crimes that require a person to register as a sex offender. Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz, who sponsored the bill, said, and I quote, "People can change. People can get better. People can repent. People can be forgiven. Our society should not be judged on the behavior of one member at its worst moment, but on our ability to forgive them and to grant them the ability to move forward and heal and to become productive members of our society," end quote. The bill was approved June 9th by the Assembly 83-64 and by the Senate 38-25. Republicans, such as Assemblyman John McGowan, opposed the bill, saying, and I quote, "People are entitled to a second chance. They certainly are. But what this legislation does is it creates a blanket opportunity for certain offenses that should not qualify for automatic sealing," end quote. Assemblyperson Eddie Gibbs is the first formerly incarcerated member of the state legislature, and he voted for the bill, saying, and I quote, "There's the conversation throughout the chambers regarding me, so I felt like a prop, but I'm proud to be a prop. If it's going to help these 2.3 million New Yorkers come home and reenter society and do something good in their communities, use me," end quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.